Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings, and in Los Angeles right now, sitting in the sunshine by the pool. What a life. AJ Mitchell joins us here on The Voice of America. AJ, great to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Now, your full name would be Aaron, right? Aaron, and your dad's name is also Aaron. You're a junior. He's a senior.
Yep. Just like that.
And you just decided one day I'm going to go with the initials?
Yeah. Well, kind of my parents put that together and I was like, oh, well, yeah, I just went with it. All my friends call me AJ. Mm-hmm. Mom will call me by my full name, Aaron Frederick Mitchell Jr. You know, that's how it goes.
And your dad is a nurse from what I read. So how is the COVID virus impacting you and your family? You know, I know it's horrible for your career because you can't go out and meet the fans, and this is a business of meeting the fans. But how about at home, since your dad is, you know, a frontline caregiver?
Yeah. In the beginning, it was definitely hard. Like, I couldn't see my parents because my dad was in the hospital. So I couldn't see my dad or my mom for a while, which kind of sucked. But, you know, everyone had to go through it for a little bit. And then after a while, my dad, you know, he was like, you know, I've been taken care of, like, it's okay. And then I could finally see him again. So, it was cool.
Yeah, to be 19 and have things, you know, just starting to get cooking for you the last couple of years. And now to have the brakes be put on, that's gotta be tough.
It was pretty tough. Especially because I just got off the tour. I just got off the tour and I was finally home and I was just about to go on another tour. And then, yeah, COVID hit. So the entire, it was going to be, my headlining tour. So everything that we had scratched up, like we had this bus I was going to go on. We had all these things lined up and basically we scratched all of it because COVID hit. So that kind of sucked.
Yeah. And fans don't realize that you are working many, many hours to rehearse choreography along with the songs and the, you know, the music arrangements and whatever. I mean, it, a lot of work goes into getting ready to go on the road. It's not just go out there and do your thing.
Yeah, it's not like they just send me on the road and like, all right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Drop you off in your Jeep and say, go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, see you later.
So you're 19, and so that makes you still in your teen years. Did you graduate high school? Did you finish high school before you started this, or did this kind of all of a sudden pop up and throw you a loop?
So everything, it kind of popped up when I was a freshman in high school. And so towards the end of high school or freshman year is when I started, going back and forth to LA. Mm-hmm. So then sophomore year, I, stopped going to public school and I officially moved to LA and I was doing an online school. But then after a while, it was getting a little bit ridiculous. The schooling that I was doing, it was just kind of like, I wasn't really learning anything. It was like, I was like learning about turtles and phytoplankton. I'm like, what? This is just weird. Like, it felt like I was wasting my time. So I took the GED and I passed, finished high school. And since that day, I've just been working every day.
That's right. Yeah. You wrote a song which went on to have, I don't know, 100 million streams, I guess. Small number, you know, used to be the name of the first track. You wrote it when you were 13. So obviously you've been planning for this and writing music for a long time.
Yeah, pretty much my whole life. Yeah, I wrote my first song when I was 6. About like 2 birds falling out of a tree. It's pretty bad. But, you know, you start from, gotta start somewhere. And then I just loved it. I loved writing songs. I loved playing the piano. So I was just doing it every day. And, I wrote Used to Be when I was 13. And that was a song that I was like, oh, this one's actually good. And I remember putting it out online and, all my friends were like, yo, this is sick. And then I started to gain followers from it. Just from that song and yeah, it kind of just took off.
Do you remember where you were the first time you heard your music on the radio? I mean, that's a huge, profound moment in a musician's life.
Oh, absolutely. And it was in Florida. I was doing a radio tour and I was in the car and, my radio girl, she had it all lined up. She knew it was going to happen. She was recording me. She turned on the radio station and it was like, and this next song is AJ Mitchell. And I remember just sitting there like, wait, what? And then the funny thing was, is when they played my song, they sped it up too. And I was like, wait, this is weird. I heard a sped up version of my song the first time I heard it, but I was like, I don't even care because my song's on the radio. That's awesome.
That's it. You hope they didn't speed it up every time they played it.
Yeah. Right. I was like, wait, it's just...
AJ Mitchell's with us and, he's talking to us from Los Angeles. So you made the big move from a small town in just outside of Chicago. I went to school in Northwestern for a summer, so I know that area very well. in Evanston, but you grew up in Belleville, which is a small area. So what was the big, I mean, this has been a big transition from Belleville to Los Angeles and the fame that you found.
Yeah, it was a huge transition because, yeah, like you said, I'm from a really small town, so there was nothing to do. It was like abandoned buildings were the fun thing to explore, and like the only other cool thing was this place called Skyview, which is a drive-in movie theater, which also happens to be the title of my album coming out soon. So the only fun thing to do in Belleville. So yeah, going from Belleville to LA was a huge difference. From even just like the people to like the amount of buildings and people and cars, and it was just, it was a whole nother transition, but, obviously I love it here.
And you grew up listening to Motown and, you know, R&B old school.
Yeah.
So you're an old soul. I mean, you must have obviously the parents' influence. Is that where that came from?
Yeah. My parents were a great influence in that kind of music, and also my music teacher. He was like this 70-year-old man, and I would come in as like a 9 and 10-year-old kid, and we would just jam out. He was like my best friend. He was one of my best friends, and we would write songs together. He would like show me all these old songs from like Stevie Wonder to like the Beatles, Michael Jackson, and just like Aretha Franklin, and just so much music like that he brought to me. So yeah, I came from like my music teacher and my parents, like a good combination, and also some friends like showed me a lot of music as well.
Have you met any of the legends that you grew up listening to yet?
I didn't get to meet them, but I saw Stevie Wonder get perform once, and that was just like, you know, when he does his little head bomb.
Oh yeah.
That's Stevie.
Stevie. There he is. And so what's the best advice you've been given then so far? If you haven't, you know, had a chance to talk to these legends, what's the best advice and who gave it to you?
You know, I actually haven't really had a chance to talk to many. Actually, one person I got to talk to Shawn Mendes once, and he gave me good advice. It was mainly just surround yourself with people that you want to learn from. And that really stuck with me because I was already in a predicament where I was kind of already doing that, and I subconsciously, and just looking around at the people I was with, I was like, man, I learned a lot from you, like my manager, my team that I'm surrounded by, my label, and just being surrounded by, you know, so many people with so much wisdom, like I learned so much, and that was really good advice from Sean that I really took upon. And it makes me realize that every day. It's like, if I'm not surrounded by people I'm learning from, then you know, I maybe I shouldn't have them around.
We've got AJ Mitchell on with us today, and we're talking to a young man who has already surpassed 1 billion streams, which is, I mean, it's just a number that I can't even put my hands around.
Same. I really can't. Sometimes I even be like, oh, wait, is that even real? Is that true? It's crazy.
And then the check comes, and then, yeah, hey, it's real.
Hey. It is real.
It is real. Look at that. So what is, I mean, Skyview is the big, the album and the story behind the album are songs that were inspired by your journey from small town to big town and some very personal experiences, and they're all real. I read that these are all true stories that you experienced.
Yeah, these are all real stories. I like to be very honest with my music and the things that I talk about and write, because I don't want anyone to get a wrong painting of what they think I am. So I like to be very honest with my lyrics, very, very who I am, just because, yeah, I want people to understand me. You know, I have songs that talk about like growing pains, and I have songs that talk about, you know, missing your parents, and like, and in a way where it's like, you know, one day they're not going to be there. They're not going to be here. And, you know, thinking about that makes me sad. And I'm like, well, I can't miss them yet. They're not even here. They're still here. They're still with me.
So. Yeah.
Stuff, songs like that, songs like, you know, Cameras On that I just released.
That's the new track, right? The new single?
Yeah, that's the new track that I just released, the album. And, you know, I've just multiple, I have a lot of songs, a lot of eclectic songs that are like motivational, positive. I don't have very many love songs, which is kind of funny. I mean, you could take a song and you could make it a love song, but the things that I'm talking about are more like life lessons and motivational and positive things, stuff like that.
So growing up with two sisters as the only guy in the house, how has that impacted you and your perspective on writing love songs and you know, just your whole outlook on things? Growing up in a house with two girls are probably, you know, fighting about sharing clothes and all the stuff that two sisters typically do, you know?
Yeah. Not only was it two girls, it was three girls because I had my mom.
Oh, that's right. That's
and my dad was at work all the time. So it was literally just women in the house all the time. And you know what? I'm very, very, very grateful for that. Very grateful. You know, I feel like I, you know, just being around girls, I just, you know, I became very, very familiar, I think, with girls. And I was very, I had a lot of like friends that were girls too growing up. I think just because of that. Which was funny, but yeah, I mean, they're crazy. They're crazy.
So, I did want to ask you, as far as, you know, you and your music, how do you describe yourself as a musician? I mean, you grew up with the R&B sound influence, but you just worked on the new album with Kanye's producer. So how would you describe yourself?
So I would say it's kind of like a Justin Timberlake and a Timbaland collab, I would say. All the songs that are on the album are songs that I originally wrote beforehand, and then I brought it into Mike Dean. So it's kind of cool because the songs were very pop and very like, very pop at the beginning. And then Mike Dean came in and, you know, his style, he works, you know, with Kanye and everything. So he brought in his hip hop, kind of swag, pop on the drums. He brought these beautiful synths in. And it was just a cool mixture of like with my writing and then his production just coming into one. It was just like this beautiful, beautiful collaboration. You know,
and who are Team 10? What's Team 10?
Yeah. So Team 10 is actually the reason why I wrote Cameras On. So Team 10 is basically a house of kids with a lot of followers, basically. We've seen this with Hype House. We've seen this with other places. And, Team 10 was one of the first houses that ever did this where kids get together. They all have a following. They all post with each other. So then they're cross-contaminating, followers so that everyone's like, building a huge fan base with each other. So it's a really cool concept, that I joined when I first moved out to Los Angeles. And, he built a huge following for me. But at the same time, I really didn't like social media. I hated social media. I really didn't like posting. I didn't like doing the covers. I only did it mainly because I was in Team 10 and because, you know, I had a contract with them saying I had to do all this stuff, I had to post and all this stuff. So I had to. And even though I hated it so much, I had to post all this stuff. And I realized like halfway of being in Team 10 that, I've kind of always knew, but halfway I was like, okay, I need to leave this because this isn't what I want. I know this isn't going to be good for my career because I don't want to be labeled as a social media influencer because I've been writing music my whole entire life. That would just like, you know, it would just put a dent in my name. So, I knew that I needed to leave Team 10 and just start my career independently and just focus on music fully. And that's when I met my manager and that's when I got pulled out of Team 10 and left that crew and started doing things independently. And I wrote Cameras On.
Great. And you are with a great, you're with Epic now, and that's a great, great label. You
know, amazing.
Those people are super at Epic. They know what they're doing. So you got a big support group behind you. And this is exciting times with the new album, which is scheduled for sometime in May. Do you have any more information?
Yes. Yes, it is going to be at the end of May. Yeah. Yeah. So like right around my birthday, which would be kind of cool.
When's your birthday?
May 17th.
Okay, mine's a 26. That's why I asked. Do you have a name for your fans yet?
We had a couple names. The one that I'm going with is Agents. It's like AJ Agents.
I like it. That's cool. That's a cool name. And so the fans, I know they're waiting for you to go out on the road, and everybody's been kind of waiting for the COVID thing to clear. We've been told by the president here in America, 4th of July, maybe we can start gathering together again.
Yeah.
What's your plan for touring and getting out there and meeting the people?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely getting on tour again, and hopefully we could do a little bus run and, you know, go through America, see some people we haven't seen in a while. Yeah, and you know, hopefully the album's out by then, so I'll be able to tour and be able to play my album for my fans. That'll be like coolest experience.
Now, the last song that you put out, Slow Dance, was a collaboration with Ava Max. So
yeah.
Did you actually work with her, or was this like virtual thing, or how did you actually get to, because she's a trip. I mean, Ava Max is a trip.
She's definitely a trip. Honestly, when I was cutting that song, honestly, it was kind of hard to get together because we were both super busy. I remember, I think she was in New York and I was in LA, and like, we couldn't get together to cut the vocals at the same time. So she ended up recording it on her side. I recorded it on my side. And then final song, without each other.
That's amazing how we can do that nowadays, where you know, the technology allows that. You can just email your part and email the drums, and yeah, somebody can email the sax or whatever, the rock and roll. So what, are there any collabs on the new album? Do you have anything special, surprises on there?
Honestly, no really like, special collaborations other than, the collaborations I've already done. Yeah. Right. No new collaborations.
Just bearing your soul.
Yeah, that's right.
Bearing your soul. So tell me about the first song, which is Cameras On. What is it about? What was it inspired by? Give me the story.
Absolutely. So, you know how I kind of told you about Team 10 and, mm-hmm. and like, you know, I've absolutely really didn't like social media. So once I signed with Epic, I had studio lined up. So I went to the studio and they're like, what do you want to write about? And I was like, well, I just got out of this situation with this crew. And basically what the weirdest part for me was, is whenever the cameras were on is when it was really weird for me. As soon as the cameras were on, we're all filming stuff. Everyone acted like they were friends. Everyone was like, we're cool. And then as cameras were off, I would like, you know, look around and everyone would be on their phones. Everyone would go off and do their own thing. And I was like a 15 year old kid that just came from a small town. So, like this was not normal for me at all. And I was just really just like, well, this is weird. And, so, I mean, basically what Cameras On is about is just like, is about social media and the fakeness that it brings and the fakeness it brings out of other people. And yeah, that's kind of what Cameras On is about.
I used to live in LA, so it doesn't have to be social media. I mean, you know, I knew in LA when I got there, I could tell everybody's in a me bubble, and it's kind of really, really a little awkward there. A big adjustment, I'm sure, but you've made it well, and Skyview is coming out, you know, end of May. Everybody's excited about that. Now tell us about the social media sites people can find you on, even though you really don't want to be there, but where can they find you?
Yes, I won't be there, but you can find me at, I'm AJ Mitchell on Instagram, AJ Mitchell on Twitter. Pretty much everything's AJ Mitchell or I'm AJ Mitchell.
All right. And, so Facebook, you're on Facebook and.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook at AJ Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's easy enough. AJ Mitchell.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
And the album comes out at the end of May and then you'll be off touring. And do me a favor, when you're in DC, can you come in our studios and visit with us again? By then, you know, the album will be platinum and you'll be walking around with some awards under your arms. And I'd love to have you in our studios.
Absolutely. Then I get to see Larry London.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, AJ Mitchell. What a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, I'm so excited for the album coming out. And you got great music. You got huge fans. And so thank you so much for joining us. Any message you want to send out to the troops and to the worldwide global audience in 100 countries?
Yes. To all of you guys, thank you guys for everything, for all your support. And I love you guys.
Thank you. AJ Mitchell, Skyview, the name of the album. He's our guest. And you are watching Border Crossings.